I'm glad we decided to stay in tonight. With traffic as crazy as it is, I don't think we would have been able to make it down the street before I was cursing at everyone. Besides, I have the most important person with me already. It doesn't really matter if I spend time with anyone else tonight. As much as I would love to see my friends, I think we're much happier like this. You laying against my chest as I pet you, sharing the same air, just enjoying each other's company. It's nice. It's rare that I get to indulge in you like this, sweetheart. I'm going to soak up every minute I can get. After all, I have the one person I really want with me. Don't tell anyone I said this, but I'm having way more fun being lazy with you than I ever would getting all dressed up and going out with my friends. If I was out with them, I think I would be complaining about how my feet are already starting to hurt despite it only being the first hour. I know I'm much happier having my legs tangle with yours. Are you happy that I picked you over them? I wouldn't have missed this for the world, sweetheart. When you invited me over, I knew whose invitation I was going to accept right away. It wasn't even a competition. I am going to take any excuse to spend more time with you, sweetheart. I was dreading getting dressed up all fancy anyways. The thought of lacing up my corset was enough to make me want to cancel. I would much rather be in my pajamas cuddling with you. I'm a lot happier like this, aren't you? It feels like this is the perfect way to spend an evening, making memories with someone that I actually care about, that I'll actually be able to remember tomorrow. Who knows what drink number I would be on right now if I was with my friends. I think I like it better being able to remember everything. Though, I suppose it doesn't hurt that you're laying on me either. Your warm body pressed firmly against mine. Are you comfortable, sweetheart? That's my good girl. You would tell me if you needed space, wouldn't you? I'm just double checking. Sometimes you decide to make yourself uncomfortable because you don't feel like moving. You're enjoying being so close to me that you're willing to give yourself a sore muscle for the next day or two. And while it's sweet, I would rather you just tell me if you were straining your neck or something, sweetheart. You don't have to lie just to make me happy. You're going to keep getting cuddles regardless if you want to switch positions or not. I think I've made it abundantly clear, but if you haven't picked up on my subtle hints, I want you to be comfortable and enjoy yourself. I know I'm having a good time. It's kind of impossible for me not to be happy when I'm around you, though. You bring out this giddy side to me. I get all tongue-tied and flustered around you. Which shouldn't happen because we've been together for how long? That's right. Wow. Time just flies when I'm with you. In every other relationship, when I would answer the question, how long have you two been together? I would be able to answer honestly because that's how long it's felt. I'm starting to realize that I just didn't like the people I dated before. There was always something wrong about them. They were just a little off. Probably because they weren't you. It was the universe's way of trying to tell me to wait for you to come around. Taking that new job and moving to this new city was the best decision I ever made. Making that decision brought me to you, sweetheart. And I'm so happy that I met you. I don't know what I did to get someone so out of my league. But I'm glad you took a chance on me. Every day, I wake up wanting to be a better partner to you. Wanting to show you how important you are. How lucky I am to have you in my life. I can't help but think what a privilege that is for me. Being able to find new ways to make you smile. Discovering new things that make you laugh. I could never grow tired of you. You're my sweet girl. I adore you. You're the best thing to have ever happened to me. You're so smart. The way you can ramble about certain topics for ages. I always find it so cute when you discover something new and you're interested in it. You then proceed to try to learn every little thing you can about it. It makes me feel special that you decide to open up and share these things with me because it means that you trust me. I might not always understand what you're saying. I can't follow everything you say because you talk so fast and there's so much information being spit out at me. But that doesn't mean I'm not as excited as you about it. You don't even realize it, but you have this thinking face when you're deep into something that lets me know not to interrupt. Your voice is my favorite sound in the world. Whether you're rambling or laughing or telling a story, I'll never grow tired of you, sweetheart. You're the best thing to have ever happened to me. You might as well have hung the stars in the sky. Every time I see you, I fall just a bit harder for you. I don't know how I'm able to be so deeply in love with you after all this time, but here I am, just as in love with you as the day I first met you. I find myself giggling at all your jokes, blushing at your compliments. My stomach even feels like it's doing flips when you look at me sometimes. I thought crushes were supposed to go away once you start dating the person. I guess I'm just one of the lucky ones that gets to be embarrassed by how much I love my partner. I'm sure my coworkers are tired of hearing about all the wonderful things you do for me, or all the secret plans I have for you, and all the dates I've planned out. They probably want me to shut up because I sound like a lovesick puppy trying to get the attention of someone. The only difference between me and that lovesick puppy is that I don't have anyone else to compete with. I just love you so fucking much. You're on my mind all damn long. I've learned how to make your favorite meal, your favorite treat. I've watched every episode of your favorite shows with you. I still remember your face when I asked to read your favorite book. It's like you were shocked someone was making the time for you, taking an interest in the things that you like. It was like you were being seen for the first time. I don't want you to feel like that ever again. I don't want you to be overlooked, sweetheart. You deserve to be treated with the same respect and care that you show others. You've got one of the biggest hearts out there. Empathizing a bit too much with characters on TV. Crying a little too hard over videos on TikTok. Getting a little too attached to random stories from strangers. But none of those are bad things. The empathy that you've considered a weakness for so long is one of your greatest strengths, sweetheart. It's one of the reasons I fell for you in the first place. With a heart as good as yours, you are bound to attract the same kind of goodness. I know I want to be a better person every day because of you. I want to be the person you think I am, sweetheart. It's who you deserve. You've been through so much. This year alone has felt like one of the longest on record with everything that's happened. It feels like January was 2 years ago at this point. But the important thing is, we did it. We made it through another one together. One more year down, another to go. An entire lifetime, in fact. I'm looking forward to spending each and every New Year's just like this. Holding you, petting you, reminding you how much I love you. I know you sometimes forget how much you mean to me. I'm not the best at vocalizing it either. I usually just make things for you and expect you to know what that means. Sometimes you let that little voice in the back of your head win out. But I'm here to tell you it's wrong. I decided to stay in and be lazy with you instead of going out with my friends. That's how much you mean to me, sweetheart. That's how much I love you. You're the only one I want a future with, sweet girl. I see many more nights going exactly like this. Doing nothing doesn't seem so boring when it's with you, sweetheart. Feels calming. You don't have this innate need to fill the silence because you're comfortable with me. The silence between us never feels off-putting. Always feels natural. Like the conversation has come to an end, but we're not done yet. Just need a few minute break before we get back to it. Falling asleep next to you was the best part of my day. I've spent so much time with you that I don't know if I would be able to sleep without you next to me. It doesn't matter if you're so tired that you fall asleep instantly or you're having trouble and keep getting up all night long. I need you next to me to get any sort of rest. If you're not near me, I don't think I have any peace of mind. I love you so much. I just always want to be around you. If that makes me obsessive, then so be it. You certainly aren't complaining, are you? No. You like how obvious I make it that I love you and want you, don't you? You don't have to second guess with me. If you're starting to listen to that voice in your head that lies, you can always just find me and ask me for my opinion, or even some comfort or reassurance. You know I'll always happily give it to you, sweetheart. Whatever you need, I'll always happily give it to you. I'll always take care of you. Yes, I will. I'm not going anywhere, sweetheart. I'm staying right here. I wouldn't be that easy to get rid of anyways. I'm like a stray cat or something. You're the love of my life, and I wouldn't have it any other way. I can't remember the last time I was this happy. I don't think anyone has made me feel like you do. You're the most amazing person on this planet. Knowing I'm coming home to you is the only thing that gets me through the day sometimes. You're perfect, sweetheart. You don't even realize it because you aren't trying. You're just being yourself. I'm so lucky that you decided to take a chance on me, that you agreed when I asked you out. Your shocked face told me you weren't expecting it, and you were so nervous to say yes. My goodness, you were so cute. But you're glad you agreed, aren't you? Why would you think it's a joke? I would never joke about asking you out, sweetheart. You're far too pretty for that, my good girl. Having you as my partner is bragging rights for life. I'm sorry, but I don't make the rules. Not only are you too attractive for your own good, you don't even realize it. You only see yourself through your own vision, not how everyone else sees you. You are your own worst critic, sweetheart. If I could show you what I see, you would understand why I'm so obsessed with you. I don't see what you consider your flaws. I just see you for you. You are your flaws just as much as you are your perks. Everyone has good and bad things about them. The only difference is I know you have more good things about you than bad. You're a good person, sweetheart. That's why I picked you as my partner. I don't want anyone else. I love you. I want you. You are the only one I need. I'll always pick you, sweetheart. You know that. You are the one thing I want the most in this life and the next. There's no replacing you, sweetheart. You're my good girl. I wouldn't trade you for anything or anyone. I only have eyes for you. You're my first thought when I wake up and the final thought before every sleep. I don't know if I would even be able to get out of bed if it wasn't for you, sweetheart. You are the reason I wake up. The reason I keep going. The reason I want to be a better person. You're my world. I don't want you to forget that going into the new year. Some things are going to change. Some things are going to stay the same. But do you know one thing that is always going to remain constant, sweetheart? My love for you. Spending the night with you instead of my friends was the best decision I ever made. Not only do I prefer your company, you were way more fun than they could ever be. Though, I could be biased. I don't get to do this with my friends. I love you, sweetheart. You are the